This is Jim Colby from Vox Urbana, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
The deadline for replying to the 2020 census is approaching. If you have not already submitted your responses, there's still time. It's quick and easy to do, and you can respond online. Libraries offer public computers and free internet access to help make sure you are counted. Make certain you count everyone living in your home, including newborns and young children. It's safe and secure. The U.S. Census Bureau keeps your answers confidential. The information you provide will have a direct impact on funding for libraries, schools, public transportation, Head Start, housing assistance, and more. 2020census.gov.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ruby's Hotel and Restaurant in Freehold, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for
a song of love for all humanity. Good morning, Brightsiders. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I'm right back at you again here at WGXC. So glad you're here with me. How are you? Oh, I wish I could hear from you, hear your voice. Let me know how you're doing. But you know, we do pray that you're doing well and things are as well as they are. We say thank you, God, for that. Yes, we are your inspirational and even a little bit consultational radio program on here on WGXC on the Sunday morning, 9 a.m. hour. We are here with power and song, music, with a message for the mind, the heart, and the soul. And I share, oh, a little bit on the air, some of my spiritual, social commentary. We'll be coming at you with some of that in a little while. But first off, I just want to like recap the week and just check in with my good friend, Mr. Martin. Randall Martin, how are you this morning, my friend?
I am well. I am rested. Fantastic. It's been busy, but I'm good.
Nothing a little rest wouldn't cure, huh?
That's true. I'm gonna take it easy today a little later.
Oh, good. Well, more power to you.
Yeah,
I'll be
live,
ripping and running on the road, but, you know, God willing, we're going to get where we got to get safely.
Amen.
Amen.
People don't realize we're alive.
I didn't share with, huh?
I said, I hope people understand and realize that we are alive on Sunday morning. This is not pre-recorded.
Yes.
We are live on the air.
Yes, we are. We are. And that's possible because Mr. Martin is so adept at what he does. Hallelujah. So, Martin,
thank
AV Services,
Lord.
A shout out to you on that. Absolutely. As I said, I will be traveling back upstate today. And, you know, beloved, I'm back and forth up and down state, primary care for my parents. And so last Saturday when I came back up, a deer hit my car. People say I hit a deer. I said, no, that deer hit my car. You see how he did it. I mean, it was like he was on a mission. And but the amazing thing, and it was a buck, and the amazing thing about it was that I was able to keep on driving. Amen. I was able to keep on driving. And that was a testament to God. So I'll be on my way back up today. And, you know, we believe in that we're going to travel safely. I hope you're traveling safely, too. You might be listening to us in your automobile. And if you are, don't let that dial move. You stay right there. We'll be here for another 52 minutes. We have some songs that we want to share to bless you and help you get started on a bright side week on this bright side morning. That was Mr. Stevie Wonder. If you didn't recognize, that was Mr. Stevie Wonder. And on this past week, he released a new album and he announced a new record label that he is starting at age 70 after 60 years with Motown Records. I tell you, don't ever think that you're too old. I mean, we have so many Bible stories of people who were advanced in their years. You know, Moses, oh my God, what was he, like 80 years old or something when he was leading the people out of Egypt and Joshua and Caleb. Oh my goodness, Joshua, I think it was, said, I feel as good at 80 as I did at 40. Well, Stevie must have been touched with some of that spirit because he's 70, starting a new record label, and after 60 years. So, you know, I know there are folks out there, you have retired after 25, 30, 40 years of service in one career, but you don't have to get in that rocking chair. Just seek God, see what the next chapter is going to bring. All right. but if you choose a rocking chair, that's okay, too. You know, you certainly deserve to do what you want to do. Oh, my goodness. Did you see the documentary, How I See It, by Mr. Peter Sousa? How I See It, this photographer who was a photographer, chief photographer for President Ronald Reagan and President Barack Obama, having served under both a Republican and a Democratic administration. And it was just such a wonderful work. And beloved, I just share that part of this story with you to encourage you, He had to make a decision, a conviction of his heart, to follow his heart and do this first with a book, and then the book got picked up and became a documentary. But he said, amen, I may never work in my field again, but I had to stand up and step up and speak up. I had to do it. Amen. I could not not do it. And if you're in that position, if you God has placed you in a position where you are torn about speaking up, stepping up, standing up, I'm praying for you. And I hope you'll be encouraged by his story and what God did with his bravery. Anyway, it was something to see. I'm sure it'll be shown again. And it was commercial free, so they'll probably make it public, provided on the public market at some point in the future. Anyway, I digress from my message this morning. Hallelujah. My music message is, I do have a wonderful lineup for you today. I have first up was Mr. Stevie Wonder with his new release, Where Is Our Love Song? Yes, Where Is Our Love Song? And followed by, and coming up not too long from now, as soon as I finish reading my playlist for you, it'll be My Response by Mr. Phil Thompson featuring Jubilee Worship, No Ordinary Worship by Mr. Kelate Gavin, Fighting for Us, the Pentecostals of Alexandria, Never Lost, C.C. Winans, God Ain't Never Lost, all right? I Gotta Believe by Miss Yolanda Adams, Can't Give Up Now by Mary, I See a Victory by Travis Green, yes, with Elevation Worship. All right, beloved, so here we go. Music for the mind, and the heart, and the soul. And I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary after that.
And I'll never go Yeah. are slow. You're everything brave and bold. You're fighting for us. You are not distant and cold. Your heart is not angry and closed. Buried in ways we don't know. You're fighting for us.
Fiercely defends till we stand.
Yes, beloved, you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. We are here live on There's a Bright Side Somewhere. I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right here. One true God, one true Father, one true love. Yes, fighting for us. That's what we're here to do. We're fighting through, punching our way out of this bag. More music with a message for the mind, the heart, and the soul. Because he never lost a battle, never lost a battle, never lost a battle, never lost a battle. That's why we can't quit in the dip, beloved. Oh, my gosh. I got to believe.
Seems that when I fix one thing, another one comes, clouding up my vision, but I can feel the sun. I believe that I can do this, I know that I can win, just as long as I have his love.
To believe, beloved, gotta believe we can make it, gotta believe we can walk on into this light. Yes, she said night, but I'm talking about getting out of this darkness and into the light. Yeah, so I'm gonna come back right about now. Let's have a little talky talk. Oh my gosh, my gosh. So yesterday was the Women's March. The second Women's March this year, isn't that something? There, of course, was the fourth anniversary of the historic Women's March that was held in January of 2016, where the women in mass emerged in Washington, D.C., and all around the world, all around the world. We had not seen anything like it. Truly, it started a revolution, I think, as we have been in the streets ever since for one cause or another. And, you know, mass movements and marches are historic in our nation, and in other places around the world. And so they are historic, and they are continuing for a reason, because they are effective. So I just want to put that out there. But the women, you know, they came together in the middle of a pandemic, not just women. There were brothers as well, and there were mothers with their daughters and grandmothers with generations. And, you know, I was at home with a not feeling well parent. So I was not able to attend as it had been my intention to do, but I was certainly keeping my eye on things and praying, as we pray in our ministry on a daily basis, praying for the women and all who were marching in solidarity. And, you know, just for those of our bright side listeners, you know, we're always looking for the bright side and things, that the focus, one of the focuses was to honor Supreme Court Justice, God bless the dead, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, to honor her legacy, her memory, her life of work, her body of work in her lifetime, that has truly impacted the lives of women, and impacting the lives of women, impacting the lives of men and families for a good way, in a good way. So I was so proud and pleased to see the solidarity and the unity amongst those who are holding up that cause. Marching in the middle of a pandemic, isn't that something? And focusing on getting voters to the poll. And, you know, for those who are still vacillating whether they're going to vote and participate, frustrated and just disgusted even with the process that is unfolding before us, with all of the suppression and the misinformation and the interference, et cetera, et cetera. But to say there would not be so much work to misinform, misdirect, mislead, there would not be so much work to suppress the vote if voting wasn't important. For those who think voting is not important and their vote won't matter because there's electoral colleges, just be clear and hear, and perhaps you have a conversation, had one or might have one in the near future, just to give you a few things to bring to the table. You know, that there are hundreds, I believe, I heard, of lawsuits trying to suppress the vote. Oh my gosh, from how many ballot boxes can be on the street to how early people can vote and if ballots can get mailed out. And I mean, who's ever done something like that? Had so much attention on all of these matters. It's all gone so seamlessly and effortlessly in the past. Yes, it has, beloved. This is nothing new. But for now, it's just being promoted in such a way. So people, I saw a guy online for 11 hours yesterday in Georgia, and he said during those 11 hours, he only saw two people leave the line. Beloved, I tell you, if it was not important, would people be going through these great lengths? And it is about a social justice issue and a social justice agenda. And, you know, for people who are not clear about what social justice means, there are five principles for social justice: access, equity, diversity, participation, and human rights. And human rights. And yes, this is a spiritual social commentary, because in the Bible, beloved, social justice is implied, implicit, and all throughout, that there is a heart for people. Oh my God, that God has for the weaker and the vulnerable and the disenfranchised and the marginalized. And the Bible makes social justice a mandate. It's almost sacred. It's a mandate of our faith to be expressive in our faith as disciples of Jesus Christ in these areas. It has biblical roots in God to show his love and compassion for the weak and the vulnerable. There is a pastor, a father in a Catholic church in Ohio. I believe it was in Ohio. And he had commissioned a Canadian sculptor, Timothy Smaltz, to create a Jesus statue, a homeless Jesus statue that depicts Jesus under a blanket on a bench outside of his church. His head is covered and his bare feet are sticking out. And in his bare feet, you see the wounds from the crucifixion. And the reason why Father Alex Martin did this was that he wanted to start conversations about how to care for people in need in his community. Well, it did spark conversations. It sparked one woman to call the police, to call the police on the man on the bench. We might think that's kind of like a normal response to seeing a homeless person in our neighborhood laying out and trying to get some rest on a bench. But, you know, my Christian faith tells me that my first thing would be to check and see if they were okay, to see if there was something I could do, to see if I could maybe give them something to eat. Give them a name or a number to contact to get some help or call a helping organization, you know. I was recently assigned to the County of Police Reform Panel, and one of the questions in the survey presented to us was, you know, what jobs should the police not be doing? They should not be going out and answering calls about people sleeping on the park bench. Amen. That's something that anybody that observes them, particularly the person who sees it, could just come out of their comfort zone a little bit and try to see. Because, beloved, this is our faith mandate, and not just the Christian faith. I just didn't have time to check all the other faith positions. But I know that for Buddhists and Hindus and Muslims, et cetera, that there is that common link of our humanity. And that social justice, taking care, doing good, hallelujah, learning to do good, not just for ourselves, but for others also, seeking justice, not just us, not just for us, but seeking justice, correcting oppression. These are biblical mandates. So, beloved, my shout outs and snaps and claps to those who are on the lines, those who are in the streets demonstrating, marching, waking our country up, our nation up, our neighbors up, that we are our brother's keepers and we are to seek the good of all. We're going to care about the unborn, and I don't think just being anti-abortion says you care about the unborn at all, not when we'll call the police or somebody catching a nap on a park bench. But hey, I digress from the moment. I want to show that there's a bright side somewhere. Yes, there is. It's you and me. We are here as part of God's family. Let's do what we can do to make this world a better place. I believe, and I can't give up now. I can't give up now. We've come too far from where we started from. The sisters and the brothers out there showing we ain't giving up yet. We're not giving up now. There's no quit in our dip. We can't give up now. Sister Mary, the sisters Mary, they are sisters, but their names are not Mary. That's just the name of their group. They're going to sing a song for us that makes the point as well in a personal way, but let's make it broad and general for all. I can't give up now.
I just can't give up now.
and I feel all hope is gone. I'll just lift my head up to the sky and say, help me to be strong.
Give up now. This is a Polish American Heritage Month. Shout out to all our Polish brothers and sisters in that Heritage National Cookbook Month. Trying to get into some cookbook cooking. Country Music Month. Shout out to my country music artists. I love me some country. And it is Health Literacy Month. You know, my doctor always tells me, but I don't listen. Don't Google. But I find Google kind of helpful. And so, it's get some knowledge about how to maintain your health, especially at this point where the pandemic is on a surge up and flu season and cold season is coming in. We want you to be healthy out there. So, yes, do what you can to educate yourself and to educate yourself. Not be indoctrinated, but educate yourself about these things. Keep yourself and your family healthy. Praying for you out there, beloved. And remember, I don't care how gray the day, how low and dark the clouds may hang, the sun is still shining. Ah, there is a bright side somewhere. You hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. I see a victory. I see a victory. 16 days till election day, beloved. Oh, do what you gotta do. Make your plan. Take your chair, your snacks, your water. Be ready. All right, but Travis Green says it like this, and I agree. Till we speak again, God bless you in peace. I see a victory. Battle belongs to the Lord. I want to say thank you to all of you who joined in our essential radio pledge drive this past month and earlier in this month, rather. Thank you for our sustaining partners. You mean everything